Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. We've got more on the NBC series Crisis as Rachel Taylor and Lance Gross tell us why this isn't just another hostage series. Plus, say goodbye to Mind Games and Once Upon a Time Wonderland, and Frozen is solid at the top of the chart. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point, The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
There's plenty of action, twists, and turns on the new NBC series Crisis, but there's also some interesting characters as well. Series star Lance Gross told me that he and his co-star Rachel Taylor would eventually form a strong bond, but that wouldn't happen right away.
The thing about this is we're from two different agencies. I'm Secret Service, mm-hmm. and she's FBI, and with this situation that's happened, we kind of joined forces, and in the beginning, we bump heads a lot just because, you know, it's like this whole FBI Secret Service thing. Like, you know, we each have our pride, but just along the course of this season, you know, it's fun to actually bond with each of our characters, you know, and, you know, by the end of it, we're definitely partners, you know, so that was the fun stuff for me.
This role is different from Lance, who pretty much cut his teeth in romantic comedy, but he really welcomed the chance to try something different.
And this is something I've been wanting to sink my teeth into for a very long time. I mean, I've always been into action and drama and suspense and all that this show is. So it was definitely different, but, you know, I have an athletic background, so I don't know. I'm a man's man, so this kind of stuff is the stuff that we like, you know. So the transition was a fun one. You know, it had challenges along the way, but I think I tackled it.
Another part of Lance's enthusiasm for the role stems from his fascination with the Secret Service.
You know what? I've always had this weird fascination with what the Secret Service does. I mean, they're so mysterious. You don't know too much about them. You just know that they're there to protect. You know, I feel like I'm a protector naturally. So, you know, taking on this role, I was just so excited about it. You know, their willingness to step in front of a bullet and to, you know, put their life on the line for whoever they're protecting. I don't know if I would actually go into that profession as a career because I love what I do so much. I can't imagine myself doing anything else. But, you know, I have a tremendous, tremendous respect for what they do. And, you know, I'm always fascinated by it. I find myself watching news coverage of the president, and I'm always drawn to the people that are protecting him, like what they're doing, and, you know, I always wonder about their lives. So this is the type of role that's going to keep me intrigued for years, and, you know, hopefully, God willing, that this show will be on for years because, you know, I out of all the roles that I've played, this is my favorite.
With so many of these types of shows on the air right now, what makes Crisis different? I asked Lance's co-star, Rachel Taylor.
I think certainly, you know, it's a familiar genre, the espionage, thriller, crime genre for sure. But I do think Crisis has its own kind of peculiarities in a way. You know, there's a strong sentimental aspect to our show that I really am proud of. You know, children, the parents of children on the bus that are from humble backgrounds and all the way up to the president's child. And we ask the question, how far they would go to save their child's life. So there is a certain emotionally moving component to our show that I think kind of sets us apart.
Rachel's not a novice to series television, so I ask her, with this character, is there anything she added to it from the way it was originally written?
I don't think so. I have to say, you know, I've read a ton of different kind of TV scripts over my time, and this is a really good one. And Rand Ravitch and all of the writers that work for him is an incredibly elegant writer who really does sneak in a bunch of really interesting character details that you can, that if you're a detective about it, you can kind of see them kind of matriculating over the course of the season, and it's really, all the clues are on the page, but But of course, you know, I guess it's our job to kind of use our imagination a little bit. And you know, I'm very different to my character in real life. Like, I'm a very kind of warm, feeling person, you know, and the character of Susie Dunn is, she's quite cold, I think, and quite, you know, fractured emotionally in a way. So one of the things that I tried to do was try to look for moments to prize her heart open a little bit. And that was probably, if I could claim one thing, I think that was the thing that I tried to do, was to find little moments of humanity and heart for her. I don't know if they're going to end up in the show. I mean, it's possible that I'm off base and they'll edit it out or whatever. But that was one of my private little goals, I think.
Catch up on NBC's Crisis with full episodes right now at NBC.com and see new episodes every Sunday on NBC.
The Point Radio.
Here it is, the very latest in pop culture. Move over Toy Story after opening in the final market where it had not bombarded the big screen. Frozen opened in Japan over the weekend and now has taken the place as the most successful animated film of all time, grossing well over $1 billion, breaking the record that Toy Story 3 set back in 2010. It's barely April, but ABC has begun to drop the axe on a few series that are not performing where they think they should. Mind Games has been yanked from the schedule, being replaced temporarily with encore episodes of Resurrection. And Once Upon a Time Wonderland has also seen its series finale and will not be renewed by the network. Dark Horse is celebrating their relationship with ElfQuest with a couple of new items, one of which may be a little pricey, but certainly could be worth it. ElfQuest, the original Quest Gallery Edition, features scans of Wendy Pini's art for the first five issues of the original Quest in a beautiful 12x17 hardcover format. There's a lot of other extra material in there. It prices out at about $125 and will be available later this year in October. Meanwhile, a little more affordable is the Complete ElfQuest Volume 1, which is a 720-page softcover. Reprinting that entire original Quest story with the concept art, pinups, covers, and commentary from Wendy as well. That price is out at just under $25, and that'll be in stores in August. The Sci-Fi Network has renewed Helix for a second season. Production will begin later this year, and new episodes will premiere on the network coming up in 2015. In the meantime, Sharknado 2 will premiere a day earlier on the network than was originally announced. The movie premieres on July 30th, that's a Wednesday at 8 p.m. Also, Defiance is back for another season that premieres on June 19th on Sci-Fi, followed by the new series Dominion, which will premiere right afterwards at 9 p.m. on that day. Dynamite has announced a new ongoing Dresden Files series called Dresden Files War Cry. It takes place, if you're a fan of the novel, right after the 7th edition of that, and it'll be in stores in June. The Doodle Jump comic, based on the popular smartphone game, will be in stores in early summer. By the way, Dynamite also says that each cover for the Doodle Jump series will pay homage to a great video game of the past. The first issue will be Donkey Kong, and the second issue will be based on Qbert. A Justice League movie may not be as far off as we think. According to an article in the New York Times a few days ago, a Warner Brothers CEO suggested that the studio was going to be taking a more aggressive approach to bringing DC comic characters to the big and the small screen. That also includes, of course, the Flash and Gotham television series. The article also said that Warner Brothers is expected to make a major announcement about a film series. We assume, again, that could be Justice League, and that announcement should be coming sometime over the next few weeks. Look for something new to be added to DC's Earth One series of novels, along with Superman, Batman, and the upcoming Earth One Wonder Woman. An Earth One Teen Titans is planned as well sometime in the next year or so. There'll also be a third Earth One Superman as well. That volume will also be coming out sometime late this year or in 2015. Back in 1992, artist Bobby London was doing the Daily Popeye comic book strip when an abortion storyline caused a lot of papers to drop the strip and the syndicate to fire London right after that. Now those original strips, including a lot that have never seen print, will be included in the second Bobby London collection of Popeye classic newspaper strips being published by IDW in their Library of American Comics series. It's the second volume of reprinted Popeye strips from IDW, but certainly the rarest, and it'll be available in stores and on Amazon in October. If you're reading any of the Spider-Man titles these days, you probably know that Spider-Man 2099 came back in a recent story arc, and now there'll be a series dedicated to that character, written by a familiar name. Peter David will be writing the new series, and Will Sliney from Fearless Defenders is doing the artwork as well. The new Spider-Man 2099 run will begin in stores in July. DC is beginning to put together the pieces of the Batman anniversary, 75 years in case you're counting, and it'll begin with an art exhibit at Comic-Con this year that'll be based on the work in Batman Arkham Knight, the new anticipated video game released later this year. There'll also be two direct-to-DVD features from DC as well. Son of Batman hits stores in May, and Assault on Arkham will be coming direct-to-DVD later in the summer.
The point, the point. Here's what's cool.
Well, no heavy lifting required when you head in the comic store this week, at least for the list of the stuff that we're going to send you to check out. Pretty much all on the new comic rack, some of it even for a dollar. For example, the one for $1 Itty Bitty Hellboy number one is a pretty good way to sample that particular part of Hellboy's universe. It's a dollar and it's from Dark Horse. Also, Angel and Faith begins season 10 under the auspices, of course, of Joss Whedon. Starts with the new issue and a couple of different covers this week from Dark Horse. The Doomed story arc begins at Action Comics number 30 this week, and Aquaman and the Others also debut from DC, as well as a new creative team on Detective Comics. That's Detective Comics number 30 this week as well. Alex and Ada number 2, 3, and 4 get second printings this week, just like Fuse number 1 gets a second printing, all from Image. Shotgun Wedding is a new series from Image as well, and it'll be released weekly over the next few weeks. You have to check it out. It's a little bit Ed Brubaker, a little bit Duck Dynasty, and all four issues have a cover that I'll connect at the end to as well. And again, keep in mind, it's weekly. From Marvel, All New Invaders number 2 gets a second printing. We get Deadpool versus Carnage number 1 this week, and Inhuman number 1 this week. Also, some number 1s that have sold out. Punisher number 1 gets a second printing, as does the second issue of Punisher. She-Hulk number 1 gets a second printing, too. Ultimate Spider-Man returns for 1 week with some beautiful work by Mark Bagley as they celebrate, so to speak, the anniversary of the death of Peter Parker with what we're told is an interesting ending to that story. What If returns as well with the Age of Ultron. There's a first issue there you may want to check out in preparation for next year's event. And also from Garth Ennis, a new series called Caliban debuts this week. There'll be three or four different covers to that. You can check them out from Avatar. All this and more in a comic shop in your area. Find the latest one or the newest one you may not even know about with findacomic.com. The link, of course, which is on our website, comicmix.com. That's another good place to check. And, of course, the comic book locator service at 1-888-COMIC-BOOK. As for the podcast, we just want to be sure to get out of the way before April Fool's. But in the meantime, we're back in a few days, and we'll be looking at the new season of Continuum as twisty time travel returns to the Sci-Fi Channel. In the meantime, the podcast is in the iTunes podcast directory. You can catch up on everything there. Or follow us every week on websites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com. Of course, above all that, we also cover pop culture 24/7 at GetThePointRadio.com. And a couple of clicks, and you can hear us anytime you want to, that is, on your laptop or your desktop, or take us along on your mobile device, Apple or Android, with a free app called iNet Radio. Get it at inetradio.com or in your app store. We're on social media under The Point Radio, and of course, we're right back here in a few days.
Get the-